And one more for you before we let you go. What would be considered a success for you in this offseason? When October rolls around, what would you consider a success for you and the team this offseason?
Well, I think has our probability of a championship gone up relative to where we were before the offseason started? I think that's the only way we measure ourselves. We measure ourselves of what's our probability of winning a championship over the next 2 to 5 years. And I think we've situated ourselves much better to do that going forward. Come on, Josh, you got to have tougher questions than this. What do you got?
I mean, but the yes, the time.
Give me something harder.
Well, you give you something harder. Okay, I'll give you something harder than Daryl. Whenever you brought up the thing, the question that Rich asked about winning championships and only one playoff series in the last 15 years, well, you scoffed and said, well, relative to everybody else, we've got them. But you can't ignore the fact that it's been nearly 20 years since you've had one. How long can you continue to live off of the success of 20 years ago?
I think we're an enormously successful franchise. Obviously, we're not satisfied with where we're at. But I think what you can judge is we've put ourselves in a position to be a championship contender multiple years. Obviously, Yao and Tracy's injuries really set us back, and we've dug out of that much better than any of these other franchises that you can name.
How long can you continue, though, to just tread the water of going 500 and still have a job?
I think treading water is something when you're 500 over and over without advancing with young players, ability to have cap room and trade. Most of the teams that are treading water are spending 8 to 12 years without being competitive. We've maintained our competitiveness and position ourselves to be a championship contender.
Well, you position yourself to be the championship contender, but it still hasn't happened yet. How long do you give yourself as a general manager?
My point out is like 29 out of 30 teams every year are disappointed, so you can move yourself to any frickin' city and make that same comment. So you're brilliant. We're probably not going to win the title next year. You could be in almost any NBA city, and you're going to be right about that, Josh. So it's a great comment.
But am I going to have to separate you two?
No, hold on. But you said to ask.
No, I'm just trying to understand. Like, I want to hear where he's negative because I'm excited to address it.
Well, no, here's the deal. You said to ask a tougher question, and I'll give you a tougher question.
I'm waiting for it.
Okay, here's the tougher question. All right, do you think you have a job at this time next year? Do you believe that going 500 or right around 500 again next year, do you think you deserve to still have a job after that?
I think that's unsatisfactory unless you're positioning yourself to be a championship contender.
So, and you'll believe
that Mr. Alexander judges all the performance of everyone, so that's up to him.
All right, well, Daryl, I have nothing but love for you, and we appreciate you coming.
I have love for everybody.
Hey, nothing but love for you, big guy.
Can I ask?
All right, good to talk to you, man.
Can,